at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let them in. Yeah, I let them in.
for some lifetimes to come back. You might like it. With your friends, come bring some. And you still get this feeling when it hurts so bad. I want someone like you, but they don't want me back.
Hi everyone. Hi. Apologies for the lateness and the slight radio difficulties.
Right. We're in a new studio. It's
forgive us.
Yeah.
And there were logistical arrangements that had to be made that were not traditional.
So welcome to WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Yes.
My name's Mason Hill.
And I'm David McNamara.
Of course. And joining us for the third week in a row is Viola. Do you want to say hi? Or
hi.
There you go. That's good. So, David, do you want
to... Yeah, I can take it away.
Okay, cool.
So, the gimmick, and we try to
the
do a gimmick. We try to do a gimmick for
I'd
all
call
of our
it
shows.
A theme.
Yeah, we're not big enough for a theme. We've got what?
We are big enough for a theme.
Let's take it time by time. Our gimmick this week is all new music. Because so much good music has come out in the last months. An insane amount of good new music
has
come out in the last
month.
Wait, can I give
my spiel?
Go.
I, to the chagrin of many of my friends, recently switched to Apple Music. And something I've realized is that the Apple Music recommendations for new music are fantastic. So I've just been shuffling that playlist of, like, I don't know, best new music. I think it's curated for me, but I'm not sure. And I've discovered so many new artists and, like, artists who are dropping their first single ever. It's amazing. And I thought...
So we have a lot to share, guys.
Right, yeah,
so
exactly.
Get excited.
So it's all new music, released in at least the last month.
A bounty for your playlists.
Right.
A light at the end of the tunnel, you know, for a chilly winter season.
Jeez, yeah.
Especially
and
on the East
we're
Coast.
We're in for... Oh, can I say, really quick? There are rumors about that we might get a snow day on Monday.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Would save me because I have a midterm.
Lord. Anyway.
I are midterm, and if that gets canceled, God bless. You know what I mean.
Anyway, okay, new music.
Without
further ado.
Oh wait.
Oh,
by
go
the
ahead.
Way, you should say the last song that was played.
Oh, that was Starlight
by
Danielle Harl and Pink Panthers.
Right.
I mean, what a song. That's a banger.
So my
and
song
with about 5 seconds of Why'd You Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys, but that aside.
Right.
All right, get to the next song. Diana's telling me to wrap it up.
Oh, wait, can you touch ID really quick? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, logistical arrangements
it's
again,
never
not
David's
not
laptop.
Let's go.
Okay, so the next song is mine. It is, again, something that just popped up on my Apple Music recommended, whatever. It is 23 by a band called Lime Garden, which David criticized because he was like, oh, I don't like talk. Like,
all right, let's go. Can we...
Whatever. Okay, this is 23 by Lime Garden. They've got an album coming up, and I'm very intrigued. New artists that I've never heard of. Enjoy.
Could you turn the music up a teeny bit so I can...
Fucking let loose.
It's 17, I had the world on my hands, and I'm 23, I just lost it. Something about the fact I'm losing.
losing my edge. I'm getting further away from a profit. So just try me on for size. I know I'm getting slightly wide. Don't come for me, not like that, 'cause I'm coming around. Yeah, it's coming around. At 23, I had the world in my hands, and at 24, I just lost it. Something about the fact I'm further away from when I started out. I'm here for it, so I cry.
That was 23 by Limegarden, who has an album coming out on, they've got an album coming out soon. I don't know if it's, like, beneficially announced. I know they've got an album.
I mentioned this during when we were off air, but it's kind of like coming-of-age movie core. I don't know if I'm fully rocking with it, but anyway.
Whatever. I think there's a thin line between, like, corny and whimsy, and I think the blurring of that line kind of depends on how open to it you are. I'm a whimsical guy. I'm open to...
Next song, also whimsical. This is Moses by Hemlock Springs.
Cool. Wait, shoot.
Let's go.
These days I run blindfolded. Use my two hands to part the sea like Moses. I won't dissolve into pillars of salt, baby. Lest the beast swept away. These days I run blindfolded. Here's my two hands so it will seem I'm chosen. I won't dissolve, I'll push through the trough until my final dying day.
Everything was nothing at all. Nothing was a set of scarring. Struggling is all that I do. Doing is my favorite job. When my fingers reaches as I drown, waiting for the boat to come around. Gotta give you all that I got. Gotta give you that and more. Do you want the clothes off my back? No, I doubt it. You can hold on. This fruitless work for the greater good.
I won't dissolve, I'll push through. All right, that was Moses by Hemlock Springs.
A great, which I had never heard of. Fantastic artist. You're right. Blew up on TikTok.
Where did you find it?
I found it off the, Discover Weekly on Spotify.
Right. But we're sort of, I guess, doing a battle of the recommended. Because I have Apple Music and Spotify.
Feel like you want to drag them into battle. Why can't they be lovers? Why can't we have Spotify and Apple Music Yowie?
You are weird. Anyway. It's at this point where I'm like, how many listeners do we have? I can't believe David just said that. At least a couple. One of them being, shout out, Josh Stein.
Oh, huge shout out to Josh Stein. You Miami, the AE Pie Demon. Is it AE Pie? The AE Pie Demon.
I could not tell you.
This song is sounds like Dijon. It's Paranoia by Spill Tab.
Always a good sign.
I lost her to the night when we were walking home. I don't really need to. I don't really need to know more than I already do. It don't make it easier if both of us lose.
That was Paranoia by Spill Tab.
Very, very Dijon reminiscent. A lot of the clones are coming out of the woodwork. That's one that I actually really like.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Am I close?
I don't know why. It's a little quiet. Oh, wait a minute. That should be the right. I don't know what's going on.
Am I dialed in?
I swear to God. Wait, try now?
Am I good to go? It might just be on your end because the volume's coming out on the slide.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, people that are just sort of ripping the McGee style of burying everything in like 50 layers of reverb and stuff like that and vocal harmony. I really like it. And the more people copy it, the better. It will get old eventually, but right now
Justin Bieber obviously had a lot of McGee and Dijon influence on his last album, but like, it's okay because it was a good album. Like, he had some hits.
I don't know about all that.
Daisy's even the lead single with McGee on guitar, I thought it was fantastic. And then he had a Dijon feature on the album. Yeah, like, You know?
I'm still Justin Bieber skeptical. His rebrand is not going all
You gotta be skeptical, but, like, he's making good music. But I think that's undeniable. Okay, so what would this show be without indie rock? I'm going to play a song that, again, I just discovered via my recommended new music on Apple Music. This is Dashboard Mary by Modern Woman, who has an album called Johnny's Dream World coming out on May 1st. This is Dashboard Mary.
Gone.
All right. Again, that was Dashboard Mary by Modern Woman.
That is a good one.
Yeah, they've got an album coming out on May 1st, and, like, I don't know, it's just cool to, like, go from there's a band that I've never heard of to, like, I'm excited for their album. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's a fun process. The process we all sort of experienced with Dove Ellis.
And that right, very right, rewarding. Right. And that was such a short... Yeah, exactly. So, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a very, like... Some people seem opposed to listening to new music. My mom was like, oh, I just don't... Like, she wanted to suggest a song, but she was like, I just don't know anything that's come out in the last 2 weeks.
Tap in.
Yeah, try. Like, it's just... I don't know. Here, okay. I can do it.
Okay.
Unless
I would like to.
Oh, David...
I'm not going to do an accent.
So,
it's fine.
Thank God. It is about halfway through the show, and which means it's time for a PSA, which, okay, as always, David is going to deliver, hopefully not in an accent, but you never know.
No, it's fine.
Take it away.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm, in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. Interesting. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires. What? And 81% of home heating fire deaths. Are you serious? This is crazy, guys. I'm learning this as I'm reading it. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. This is crazy, guys. Keep tuning in to see what happens next. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas, like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. I don't know why you'd be expecting small children, but that's between you and God.
This is, like, mandated.
A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Great. Radio.
Great. Okay. Before we go on to the next song, I'd like to shout out two people, one of whom I've already shouted out, but he asked for another, I guess. Shout out to...
Just greedy. Just big and greedy.
Big and greedy. By the way, if anyone wants a shout out, text me and I'll do it. Shout out to Josh Stein at UMiami, back from LA, David's texting, who already shouted out, and my friend Lev at UC Santa Barbara, also from LA. Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Shout out, Josh.
And for all you space heater heads,
right,
keep your head on a swivel.
Right.
Okay, this next song is maybe goes in with the worst proposition of all time, which is that it's a white woman rapping.
David.
You know, we don't have the best examples of that in the past, Iggy Azalea and things of this nature, but I would encourage you to give her a try. She's doing something interesting, she's doing something experimental, and she's British. This is Remember, Remember by Led by Heretics.
We met on a house party in
Norfolk.
Very
pleasant. No need to be unpleasant.
Remember, remember, nice in November, awkward temper, all through December, running through the center. Remember, remember, I'm just tryna go from Denver to Denver, so don't think that I'm gonna send to the sender. I'll never do it, never tend to remember. It's hot, hot as we bounce ember to ember. I need some trunk change, need to smoke through this. I was into saying now, Rachel, living clueless. To do this, how'd she even do this? I hit on with the classic like new phone, who does? Ring, ring, where you at and who you here with? Let me put it differently, who you'll disappear with? I'ma turn head soon as they come near this. So, of course, they're gonna fucking hear this. So clean, make it look like I was born rich. OMG, even looks like I was born for this. I remember all this. I remember all this.
Are you on my phone?
Through December, round through the center, a center. Remember, remember. Remember, remember.
are gorgeous. All this, I remember all this.
Alrighty, that was
Remember
by Led by Her. And just a reminder of the theme, this is all music that's come out in the last month, at least.
Yeah, most of these are out this week.
Right, this week, or, yeah. Obviously, it's Saturday, so probably, like, last Friday, but, yeah. Because we just want to give a spotlight to new music, as we often try to do.
Yes.
And continuing with that theme, is Proof by Choker, who's kind of curating, if you are feeling the absence of Steve Lacy, find comfort in this song.
Which, by the way, I've never seen anyone go, oh my god, I miss Steve Lacy.
Are you joking? I miss Steve Lacy.
Because I hang out with different people than you.
I guess so. But yeah, Steve Lacy is awesome, but I think this guy emulates his vibe. So here's Proof by Choker.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, that was Proof.
That's a really
Joker.
Good
it's
one.
So good. And, like,
yeah.
Just as a lead single, totally works, and it gets me hyped for the album, which is coming out soon.
TBD.
TBD.
Keep the mystery.
Yeah.
One of the less mysterious artists ever, because she's, like, insanely overexposed right now, because it feels like she's in everything, but I'm actually not mad at it.
No.
And who has been in everything for the last, like, 2 years.
Right.
Is Charlie XCX.
Who just released the soundtrack to...
A shockingly good soundtrack
to a movie that's
where
been...
There's no way it's good.
Somewhat negative reviews, but that's too
Emerald
bad.
Emerald Fennell.
You do.
Yeah, beyond what can be described.
I have enjoyed both of Emerald Fennell's films. I liked, I really liked Promising Young Woman, actually. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I've seen
it. And then Saltburn was pretty good. I mean, it's so beautifully shot at some point, like...
Yeah, but that's just what, like, you could say the same about Euphoria. I mean, it's a good show.
Sure.
But anyway,
This is Charlie X's soundtrack for her Emerald Fennell's third film,
Wuthering Heights. One thing that's going to be great about this film is going to be the soundtrack. And this is the song that comes closest to, like, a single. which is...
And by the way, quickly, sorry, apologies if you can hear, like, the AC in the background. That's louder than it was in the other studio, not
sure why. Also, apologies if you can hear the text notifications.
Right.
That's my bad. That's a function of the...
We run a loose ship.
Anyway, this is Dying for You by Charlie XCX.
Cool. Oh.
Since I can remember, I felt it in my bones. A tragic destiny was reserved for me all on my own. But oh, I didn't know why. Oh no, no, I didn't know. But then I saw your face and realized I was dying for you. Cause you're a gun to my head and you're a wound in my chest. Yeah, you're my favorite jewelry worn just like a noose round my neck. I'm losing gallons of blood, the river's turning to red. I got a smile on my face, I need on fire and lay down in the road and wait to feel the weight of the tides. But oh, I didn't know why. Oh no, no, I didn't know. But then I kissed your lips and realized I was dying for you. Cause you're the poison I drink you twice to be sure. And then I find the highest building just to fall on my sword. I'm losing gallons of blood, the river's turning to red. I got a smile on my face, I bleed even. All the pain and torture that
I was dying for you by Charlie XCX.
And we just had a high stadium pulse moment in the studio. We realized that my computer was casually on 2% and the outlet that we thought was going to work didn't work. But
right.
We made it happen.
We made it happen.
And it was big and PCH will never die.
You know, we're chaotic, but I think at the end of the day we're good at what we do.
Ultimately, we make it work.
Mm. That's debatable.
Oh, really? Okay.
Here's another artist who's good at what they do.
Wow, that was good. Okay, so wait. I gotta give maybe a little bit more background than this. So I discovered this guy off of my new music playlist on Apple Music. It sounds like I'm sponsored at this point.
Jesus.
And I heard this song and
CBS,
I was like...
you're one-stop shop.
Right. I was like, there's no way this song came out this year. And it did. This sounds like... I don't know. It sounds like... This is crazy, like kind of a lofty comparison, but it sounds like Stevie Wonder. To me, this guy is a teacher, a music teacher, I believe, and he is releasing his first songs ever, and his name is Brother Wallace, and this song is amazing. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my god, this is, like, taking me back. Like, I didn't know music like this
we
could
let it speak for itself.
Be released. Yes, let's let it speak for itself. David's trying to wrap me up. This is Electric Love by Brother Wallace. All right, that was Electric Love by Brother Wallace, a middle school music teacher. Like, that's just awesome. David, if you care to introduce the next song, the next new song.
What did I cue again?
Orange.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, this one's pretty... this is just an upcoming single from the new Gorillaz album, The Mountain, which has come up with some, like, insanely ambitious... sort of high concept. It feels like sort of the next evolution of whatever they're doing on Plastic Beach, where it's actually like a high concept Gorillaz album that is going places. This song has a ridiculously deep feature and producer list, and it sounds rich in that way. It's Orange County by Gorillaz et al. So take a listen.
Sorry, we're having some brief technical difficulties.
I'm so sorry. Just a moment. Is it on? Is it
I'm
going?
I'm playing it.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. I swear to God, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Let me turn this on for a second.
Are we locked in?
Apparently,
are we locked in,
apparently,
twin?
Like, definitely not.
Okay.
Close your goddamn.
Web Free City says we don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Do you want me to? I close Spotify on my phone.
Okay. Let me plug the aux in. And
aux plugged?
Yeah.
There we go.
There we
I'm
go.
So sorry. Fading out now is Orange County by Gorillaz.
That's a cool one.
Yeah. Okay. So now it's time for David and I's final songs. Each we've kind of been switching off, and this is my final song first, and the one I was most excited to play. A band that I've been aware of for a bit called The Last Dinner Party just released a single for the Wargchild Records Help album. David, it says playing on iPhone again. You better close that Spotify app.
Spotify is in the process of being closed.
So, there is an album coming out with a variety of different artists, including The Last Dinner Party, Cameron Winter,
Fontaine's
Black
DC,
Country New Road,
Pulp.
Fontaine's DC, Olivia Rodrigo. It's a
Biba Doobie?
Yeah, Biba Doobie, yes.
Everyone is on
this. Everyone is on this album. I was primarily excited for Cameron Winter and Black Country New Road, and then The Last Dinner Party single came out, and I said, I'll listen to it.
Also, Damon Albarn from Gorillaz is on the album. Great song.
I'm sure. And this song is insane. The beat switches, just get ready. David hasn't heard it. First impression, I love this song. Let's hear it.
Screaming down the phone.
that one was a little cabaret for me, but we're going to move on quickly.
Wait, really quick. This is 91.5 in Medford, WMFO.
Well, yes.
This has been PCH with Mason Hill, David McNamara, and special guest, Viola.
Okay, this last song is a remix of a song that came out a couple months ago. Underscores, we're fans of Underscores on the show.
Of course.
This is the Eve remix of Do It. Not usually big on Eve, but I think this is a good one.
Cool.
Let's hit it.
I owe you.